After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Cheyenne Floyd
and Shanika Mayan
and R. Kyle and Floyd.
Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast. Three moms getting real with parenthood, relationships, and the WTF moments of our daily lives. Today, we're talking about social media, touching on, do you like it? How do you deal with negativity? Do you use the block button? And do you use it for business or personal? So let's jump into it.
I feel like, I don't know why I was about to really start.
Go.
I feel like what social media is today is not what it was years ago. Well, duh.
I agree.
But thinking about like how I use social media in college versus now, it's like night and day for me at least.
I agree with that.
Like at one point, I feel like with Twitter, it was more so of like you were telling a story to your friends, like legit telling them like about your day and stuff.
It was more fun. There wasn't any pressure.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Now it's like,
I don't have a Twitter, so I don't know nothing about Twitter.
I just started a Twitter saying I was going to use it because of the podcast, but I haven't actually done anything with it. So it's just like, I'm not into it.
I feel like everything now, you just have to be so careful with, like, what you post what you say and what you comment. Even, like, what you like under someone else's post or, like, repost. And social media with, like, the whole reposting feature, I feel like makes people almost lazy. It's like they read something and it's like, ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah,
so let me repost it. But if it's, like, not speaking a fact or, like, definitely during like the time of like the election and stuff, people were just reposting stuff and I'm like, is this real? Like, did you read this? Like, I'm going back. Yes. Like, this doesn't even make sense, but it looked good. So I get why, you know, it was easy for you to repost, but did you read it? You know,
or people like share articles, but it's like, once you actually go to the article and read it, it's like, this was really poorly written. First of all, it's full of grammatical, like,
like
I actually
problems.
Had one of those moments,
and it's like
where you reposted something.
It wasn't supposed to be posted. No, it actually was because I reposted something and put it on my story, and somebody was like, "Oh yeah, this is really speaks to me," and I'm like, "Oh shit." I didn't even read what this said under the caption.
It speaks to me. Oops.
So then I went back and I'm like, hold up. Let me read what they said. You know, some, you know, astrology and stuff like that. But then I'm like, okay, I can relate to it even more. Because it was just like a picture. And I'm like, ooh, I like this picture. But then there's like this really long, like meaningful, like caption. Yeah. So I'm like, hold up. That made me realize, let me just be careful what I repost. Mm-hmm. Just not just sticking some cute little pictures up and
I feel
saying,
like, you have to be careful with what you repost.
You really have
and
to
I'm
be
happy
careful.
You brought up the picture versus the caption.
Yes.
Because there's sometimes where I see a picture and I'm like, oh, this really speaks to me. But then I read the caption, I'm like, okay, we have very different
views. Yeah,
we have different interpretations of this or like our perspectives are very different on like how we apply it to ourselves. So it's like, I have to sometimes, you know, you want to like repost it, but I feel like it's so much effort to like copy it or like take a screenshot and like,
no, it's
crop
not.
It out.
That's
no,
why
I do
I'm
it.
Saying people are lazy it comes to Instagram where they won't,
lazy?
Where
no,
they
I
won't do that. And it's
it
like,
out.
What are you even posting? Like, do you know what you're posting?
I crop it out at this point because it's people are very sensitive and you have to be mindful because like Cheyenne said, people are watching.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's your job, your family, potential mates.
The church.
Like, the church. Yeah, your friends.
No, people are watching.
People are really watching.
So I guess my question is for you guys. Do you like social media?
I'm closer, if there's like a spectrum, I'm closer to like the no versus the yes, but it's hard because I like that it's given a lot of people a voice and it's made a lot of like information that has been like chopped up and like, I would say not really given out properly, like it's given like
is
a lot of
for
truths.
You,
to,
yeah,
like,
you're giving us such a broad
right?
answer. Like
but
I know,
but is it for
like
you?
It?
Do you like it?
Me personally, no. I'm not a big
okay.
Poster.
So what the heck? You just
no.
went on this whole.
But I don't
want to
say like no. I don't like social. That's the hard part. Like I don't like social media.
So this is you personally.
Is
that's
you, but like I like
about.
What like social media could be used for.
But for you, is it good for you to use it?
Do you use your voice?
Yeah, I share things that I like, and it's like...
Bro, you're confused. You don't know how you feel about social media. You should just avoid that question. You don't know what you want.
That's why I said that. I need a spectrum. There's a spectrum. It's not a yes or no for me.
Shannon, I used to not like it. I used to kind of be scared of it just because I had a not-so-fun moment on social media. But... being present, yes, I do like it because I can use it for my platform for showcasing my art and what I love to do, which is hair. So for that aspect, and I also, to be fair, I use it a lot for me and Parker's like outings and stuff like that. So on my story, you'll see more of like me and Parker. And just me being weird. And then on my actual page, you'll see my artwork, which I like showcasing. And that's another thing. What Cheyenne was saying, like a lot of family and other people are watching me. So I have to be careful of what I'm posting. And then a lot of hair people that I want jobs from are looking at me as well. So I have to be selective of what I post and
so is your page like more like hair forward or personal life forward?
I feel like it's both.
And would you ever do two separate ones?
A lot of people ask me that, but I think I'm lazy. I am lazy.
I have a
and
have
I don't
like,
think I just I've thought about it. I've a lot of hair people have two different like a personal page and a hair page, but I don't think I'm lazy.
I would say try it because there's a lot of things that I don't like necessarily like showing with public people, but I have a page where I've posted way more than I do on like my public page. But it's only like, it's just me and Christina. It's like me and my best friend.
So you have a fake page?
No, it's a real page.
So it's like a, what are those things called? A Finsta?
it's not a fake Insta. It's like, it's my real life. It's stuff
that. Why don't I know about it?
Well, right. I'll share it with y'all.
You should feel slighted.
Don't feel slighted. I started a long time ago.
It's just me and Christina. Sorry, Shannon.
No, it's sorry, not even girl. Like that. But it was just more so like, I wanted to be able to like freely talk about, it's not even talk about, but like post things that I feel that other people might not understand if you don't know me. And it was also just my way of like, sometimes I kind of retract from the world. And we've had conversations where it's like, hey, like, I care about you. I want to know what's going on in your life. So I made this page and I was like, look, here's all my stuff, you know? And it's not just like, oh, here are happy moments, but it's like, I've got pictures on me. Like,
I was literally just about to say, do you put your crying pictures on
there? Yes, I have like my crying pictures on there. Like, there's times where I'm like, I'm really like, I'm going through it. But
y'all, my sister literally takes pictures of herself crying. She's one of those people. I have seen the pictures and it blows my head. I'm like, why? I just don't get it. And it's a genuine cry, though. Like, it's, she's genuinely crying.
I love it.
But I'm just trying to figure out, like, where did you angle the camera? Like, at what angle of the camera did you think, okay, this is the angle. This is perfect. Let me get this shot right now.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
but they're on there. And, like, there's sometimes where, like, people are like, hey, I'm really curious about you. And I want to be like, well, here I am. But, like, I'm just not there yet, I don't think, in my life. Because I have been hesitant.
If you decide to share that Instagram one day,
I would love to see
that. Can you just archive all the crying photos?
There aren't a lot. But it's like, I've got like, you know, like my thirst trap. So, you know, I've
been. Oh, God. Yes, girl. I've stopped before somebody hunts.
I've seen some of those. It's private. It's private. And the name is in a different language. So it's not like something that you could necessarily guess.
Okay, creepy.
What about social media for you, Cheyenne? How do you feel about it?
It has definitely become more of a business than pleasure type of thing. If I have to answer the question of, do I like it? I like it. Yes. I do think for myself, just because of like not who I am. I hate saying it like that, but like what I do and stuff and being on TV, I'm in the spotlight in some form or fashion. And what I say and what I put out is so criticized, whether it's good or bad. Sometimes it's like I don't want to post, and there's some days where I've signed a contract and I have to post, like, and I don't want to do it, but I still have to do it, you know? So it's more so like a business thing.
You also have 1.5 million Instagram followers. I think
and they're not all nice.
She's like opened up herself to this like more criticism.
There's so much criticism and there's so much negativity that I get. There's a ton of positivity that I get.
Yeah.
But when I tell you, when I get that negativity, for some reason it stands out so much more than the positivity. I cannot lie. But I would say, like, if someone asked if I liked it, yeah, I like it. It makes me a shit ton of money. I like that. I like,
amen.
I like, you know, I feel like my feed page is like a highlight reel. You know, I post my best shit. I really try. I'm not posting crying pictures. Y'all not about to catch me sad, okay? I'm really trying to post my best shit on the story page, like the main page.
Yeah.
Because brands look and they're not trying to, how am I going to sell something with a sad face on? Like, that's just
can we get off the set?
But it's real. Like,
yeah, real.
A lot of people are like, you post like your photo shoots a lot. Well, what else do you want me to do with them? Like, blow them up and put them all around my house, which I do still. But
you're going to see your best footage.
You're going to see my best footage. Now, if you watch my story, I would say that is more, it's kind of like you, Shannon. Like, that's more everyday, real life. You'll see me and Ryder looking busted, hair not done. Trust me, our teeth is not brushed already. Like, I probably did not shower yet. Like, that's the real side. And I get a lot of positivity from my stories of people like, oh, like, this makes you relatable. And I like being relatable. Who doesn't? But at the same time, I'm not going to post us with our hair not done on the real page. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Sometimes I get messages like recently Cheyenne got engaged and people were like, why didn't you post her getting engaged? I'm there in the real moment.
I set up her engagement.
I don't have my phone on me. I'm not the first person to be like, oh, let me watch this moment that I'm here experiencing in real life through my phone.
Right. No.
And that's who I am. So there's a lot of times, like, I have plenty of stuff that I could post that, like, could be part of my highlight reel. But, like, I'm there in the real moment. I'm not necessarily there to take a photo or take a video to show other people, like,
I enjoy satisfying other people. And it's so weird. I would say I get a ton of messages when it comes around like holidays or birthdays, for example, of like Taylor and Mila. And Taylor is Ryder's dad's girlfriend. They have a daughter together that's Ryder's sister. You didn't post Mila for her birthday. Did you tell Mila happy birthday? Or, like, did you tell Taylor happy Mother's Day? I'm like, y'all, I have her number. Like,
Our real life is so separate
from social media. I don't need to text her, talk to her on the phone, and then go and say it again under her Instagram post. Like, we've had a whole conversation today. And that's what I feel like people don't, like, understand. And it's like, you don't... I don't need to give you the satisfaction of you guys seeing everything is copacetic over here, because everything is copacetic over here. But I do feel like there's so much pressure sometimes of keeping this face that
I can only imagine.
And it's
that's a lot of pressure.
For what?
And it's like, it's not even pressure. It's just like people interjecting themselves into your life, which I think is so, it's such an interesting phenomenon where I'm
Yeah, but they say, well, you put yourself out there.
So put it out more.
You put yourself out there. So just everything is just, you know, the craziest thing, the craziest messages I've been getting lately as we get closer and closer to Ace's birth is don't you dare be the type.
Don't you dare
be the type to post his hand or his foot without showing us his face.
Oh, I'm daring.
Oh,
I'm about to do it.
Guess what?
You guys are going to get a pinky finger.
No, I had somebody send me at least 10 messages like, you're about to be the type to post his eyelashes.
Yes.
Hell yeah, yes, I am.
I'll post you a baby hair. Yes. How about that?
You better be lucky. You better appreciate
that. Y'all testing
that.
Me. Like, you really not about to see him at all.
Literally, I'm like, the entitlement is nuts.
It's insane. And it's like
scary.
And it's not that like is people, scary. People don't write just like one or two sentences.
Oh,
people
no.
will write paragraph after paragraph. And I'm like,
and explain to me why I'm wrong. Mind yes. you, the baby's not even born yet and you guys are already yes. coming at me.
And it's crazy. And the crazy thing is, if people can't reach Cheyenne on social media,
they go off on her.
They send me messages.
That's a lot of pressure.
And I'm sitting here like, these people are very interesting. Because I'm like, I've never really been like, let me... Okay, I have seen a few messages where I've been like, okay, I'm bored and I just don't understand why you did this, but cool. But it's, there's, I've never been like, how dare you, like, how dare you be you and
do you think you not do what I want you to do? Do you think that's why you shy away from social media?
I think so. And it's also like, I grew up on technology. Like, I had a Palm Pilot in middle school. Like, the school I went to, we were coding in mid, like, I learned how to code in 7th or 8th grade. I can't remember, but we were doing HTML and, like, JavaScript. So it's like, I've always been around
she
technology.
She went to fancy school, y'all. I was just doing that. I did not make it into that school.
Stop. So it's like, I think I've just had like.
I didn't get all that either.
Stop it. I just have a
different. We had PE.
I have a different relationship with technology.
I was coding and I had a Palm Pilot
in seventh grade.
JavaScript. Like, what the fuck does that mean? Go code me some shit right now.
I've been on media forever.
I that's why I miss MySpace. MySpace, I used to really code my stuff.
My school actually created social media. I was in that class.
No, MySpace was
whatever.
In our little Abercrombie fits and Hollister jean skirts, my mom would be like, Shannon, take that off that page right now.
I was more so into MySpace, and I think I'm happy you brought that up, or I don't know how I brought MySpace up, but it's like I got a lot of flack from MySpace. Like, that whole top 8 thing used to be an issue.
Oh my god, and your top 8
I used everything might change. Like,
I went to an all girls school and I would be in different guys' like top 8, but it'd be like they weren't my boyfriend.
Ooh,
like,
girl,
I wouldn't see
you.
And I would go to like diversity conference. There's this one moment I went to a diversity conference and this girl came up to me and was like, are you Kyle? And I was like, yes. And she was like, well, you're in my boyfriend's top 8 and I don't appreciate it. I didn't know the guy had a girlfriend. I didn't know I was in his top 8. And then I was like, oh, I'm in people's top 8.
Just kidding.
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I then found out and I was like, oh, I'm the first one in the top 8. This is cool.
No, your top 8 was like, definitely like a
thing. It meant something.
So it like added stress to my life in a weird
your
way.
Your background.
In like high school.
So like, how do you deal with the negativity?
At this point, I have no problem blocking.
That was my next question. Do you block or do you use the block button?
I do. Because it bothers me.
I block. I didn't realize because my Instagram is like a business Instagram. So you can't, there's different restrictions that you can't do towards people. But I will for sure block you if you're bothering me trying to get under my skin. Like, I will block you. I will block you. I'll block you in.
There's a new feature. No, I got excited
like,
yesterday.
And it's like... And I won't, the thing that I won't do, I won't give in to the negativity. Or like, I won't, I'll try not, like, well, I don't get that much negativity, but it, when it does appear, I won't feed into it. I won't give anybody the satisfaction of my energy.
Yeah.
Do you use the block button, Shy?
Hell yeah, I use the block button. I probably block at least like 50 people a week. Yeah.
Really?
I can go on my, and that's when I'm like, just relaxing. Like if I really sat right here and went through my page, I'm sure I can get a good 100 blocked right now.
So
they say crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Just disrespectful.
Racial stuff, I was gonna say Cheyenne gets all the racist comments.
A lot of stuff about the kids, a lot of stuff about our lifestyle. What like a lot of negativity when it comes to like money and like how
who hurt you,
can you
people
afford things and
people will literally be like, how dare you have things in your life? Like
how dare Ryder have more than two Barbies? I'm like, okay. Like I'm sorry. How dare Ryder's shoes be clean? They must be new. You must be rich. I'm like, okay, y'all. Like yeah. I can't. Like there's just so much stuff and so much criticism.
A lot of picking at you.
Just so picky. Nitpicky.
And people don't think Cheyenne works. So they're always talking about you don't do anything like, and I want to
get
say,
get a real job,
get a real job. And I'm like, do you know how much time and effort and like has and energy is put into doing like being a social media influencer? There's a lot of things that go into it that people just don't know. It's not just like I see her do it. I could mimic the formula or whatever, but it's like, it's a lot of work and it's just not my type of work. I'm like, there's a lot that goes into it.
Sure.
Wait, back to the blocking. I was so excited. Yesterday I blocked someone and there's a new feature on Instagram that says block this account and any accounts that this, like any other accounts this person creates. So
I like that one.
I got so excited because I
can block all your accounts.
Right. I'm like, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yes, I got super juiced because I was like, this person had been bothering me, and I was like, block. I was so happy to block.
Oh, I like that.
And then it was like
just be making pages after pages, which is another thing. I don't. That's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Because. Yeah. That's a lot of
that's
emails.
That's why I don't have a fake page is a lot of energy. Yeah. Because right now I have my personal page. I run Ryder's page. I run the nonprofit page. Right. And then I run Ryder's nail polish line page. Mm-hmm. And
sheesh, girl.
Oh.
And Ace is about to have a page, huh?
Ace already got a page, but we haven't said what the name is, and I'm about to run that page, too.
So you haven't told us.
It's a lot.
Zach about to run that page.
Zach's for sure not going to give me the password. He made it, and he's not going to give me the password.
So excited. I love it.
I already know that's about to be an in-house battle.
I love it.
Even Zach. Zach hasn't really been, like, he was never a super big poster, but now, Shine, like, he's taking it more seriously, like it is a part of his job. Like, and he's starting to do ads.
Yeah, he's starting to get deals.
Funny.
You guys, the first deal that Zach got was for like a shake company, like a fitness thing. And he was so nervous to do it and like embarrassed to do it, you know. And he made me and the kids and Danny go outside while he filmed to do it. Mind you, the requirement was only 3 slides. Each slide is like 15 seconds long. We were outside for hours. Ryder was banging on the door like, can you give us water? We have to pee. And he would come out like, you guys are distracting me. When I tell you, hours. And then finally when it was done, when he came back and when we were allowed back in the house, he was like, I don't know how you do this so easily. Like, that just took so much out of me. And I'm looking at him like, that took you hours. Like, I was so frustrated, but I also had to realize, like, this is just not, it's not him. Like, this isn't your thing.
She has to be like in you.
Yeah,
but I feel like you've gotten more practice.
I've gotten a shit ton of practice, like a way too much practice. But we're gonna take a break right now. We'll be right back.
My My lowest point on social media was hands down when my ex-boyfriend posted X-rated photos of me and him on my Instagram account and Facebook account. And if you all know, Facebook is all about family. So I was really devastated when I was getting reports from my family like, Shannon, are you okay? Is everything, what's going on? Why, what's happening? Yeah, it was just one of my lowest points, as you can all probably just imagine. I for sure took a pretty good time off of social media, but then becoming a hairstylist, I really had to get back on and create my account so that I can post pictures and get people to come to me in the beginning of my career. So I had to face social media again.
I definitely learned my lesson at a young age with nudes and videos and stuff, but it also taught me just a lot about myself and coming out of that shell and coming back to social media to be able to just do my work and use social media in the way that I wanted to use social media without being afraid of what people thought of me and the pictures that I post.
I don't really know what my low points are, but I've definitely had moments where I was like, screw this. I'm over social media. And I've deleted my Instagram like 10 times over. Yes. I'm that person to just wake up one day and just be like, this is stupid.
Like, I feel like you still do.
Yeah, but I haven't deleted it in a while.
No, what was the last time you did it? And it was like everything was just black. Like you just, it was like all these black boxes.
I've like deleted at least like, and I'll build it up. I get followers, and then I'm just like,
and then you just go back.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not like I put it on a pause. Like I will delete every photo and then delete the page. And people are like, "Hey," I get emails. "Hey, are you going through something?" Like I've had the same email for a long time, and people are like, "Hey, I'm just checking in on you." And I'm like, "I just don't want to use social media anymore." Like, I like my real life.
So can you think of like your lowest time with social media?
Has anybody ever attacked you on social media?
Oh yeah, I've gotten crazy messages. I've been called all kinds of names. Assumptions or people just assume things. Like recently, I don't know if this isn't necessarily a low, but recently, like when I was in DC, I didn't post for like 2 or 3 months, and people were sending me messages talking about, hey, like, you know, whatever you're going through, blah, 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 blah. There are some people who are talking about, hey, like, if you're in rehab, like, it's okay. No,
not laughing.
People legit like assumed I was in rehab. And I'm like, I would rather be on a retreat somewhere, like, you know, a self-love retreat, but I'm not necessarily like, I'm not in rehab. I'm okay. I'm just not posting. So it's not necessarily a low. It's just I think people automatically assume like when I delete my page or when I'm not like posting that I'm in this low. Or it's like I'm not engaged. But it might just be like I'm actually enjoying my real life. And a lot of times I forget to take pictures of stuff, or I take pictures of weird random things that, you know, might not. My family might be like, why are you posting this? Like,
we've had those moments with her.
Yeah. What is this? So I'm just like, you know what? I'd rather avoid the conversations than be criticized and feel like people don't understand me. But also, like, I've had a lot of high moments on social media just in comparison to those moments of, oh, I'm not being understood. Like, people, I get really nice comments at times. And there's times where I am feeling sad in real life, and I'll post a picture, and then people give me the little reassurance that I need, or that positivity. Yeah, like, I feel like for a long time I didn't know what I looked like. And I feel like that's a weird thing to say, but it's like, no. I didn't know that people saw me as like, this is going to sound really vain, but like people would be like, you're really pretty, or like, you're very beautiful, or like, you have a nice, you know, you're curvy.
I like your head.
Like when I was bald, people would be like, I love the shape of your head. Like, and I guess I was just in environments where, you know, that
it's nice.
I was different from everyone else. And I was either seen as like, you know, I was too thick, or, you know, my hair was curly, or I wasn't deemed beautiful in certain environments. But on
that social media. That JavaScript coding ass school you went to.
Yes. they did not know how to appreciate the black woman, the black girl, black people.
They really loved you.
I tried to fail out of school at 10th grade. It's so hard to fail out of classes. And they would not let me leave. School? Yeah, I tried to go to PHS. And I hate her.
I want to say the same.
Right. Okay. No, but like back to what I'm saying. There's times where like I feel like my self-confidence or like my self-esteem or like wavering, and I'll post something on social media and like people give me the love or like they say things good. That I need. So yeah. I'm like,
love it.
I'm starting to learn how to use social media in a different way. And I'm also just within work now, like I'm creating Instagram pages. So I'm like, here, this is what we actually do, or this is what I do, because a lot of people don't really know what our family does.
Yeah, leave us alone.
Yeah, leave us alone. But at the same time, this is what we do. Please support our business. I'm learning how to open myself back up. You know what's crazy is like people have told me that I'm boring before. I've gotten messages. People are just like, oh, you must be boring because I don't post stuff, and I'm like. Half the time, I'm at the same things that my sister's at, doing the same stuff doing the same stuff that my family's at. But I'm also like not a person that's like, let me flex or
just on a social
post
media
a picture
person.
Here. So you think like, you know, I'm not trying to attract a bunch of attention.
Because like, even on your stories, it's just like you'll have like a really meaningful.
And I tried doing more of what like how you in your stories like show like your just real life
random
like, daily yeah.
you and Boz yeah. you should
and I
show
Boz
and off the wall
try and do that
I
more.
Try and show my real life not yeah. my I hate saying my real life
but just like
your day-to-day life yeah. stuff on my story
daily life.
Yeah
what do you guys think about social media with your kids
do you not care about my high and
right.
low
let's talk
oh
about
I'm so
just kidding we should I'm gonna do mine and then we and should then we're, okay, we're gonna do our next. What the fuck moments or
that's
advice
fine.
And we're gonna end this one because we've been talking for a while
okay
so I would say my low with social media was around the time that I announced my first pregnancy with Ryder. There were so many questions regarding who her father was and it was like, no one would say like, oh, no, I take that back. Plenty of people said congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the same amount of people that said congratulations would be like, congratulations, but who is her father? Or does this baby have a father? Or where is the father? And it just was so, it was thousands and thousands of questions regarding her father. And at the time, I didn't know, so I'm like reading everything,
it'd be
and it's
so
just,
frustrating.
It was so frustrating, and I'm like,
hurtful.
If I knew, trust me, you would know too. Okay, but leave me alone. So I would turn the comments off, and then they would go to the DMs like, we still want to know. Like, okay, like, I know, but let me work this out. And
right,
then
let
once,
me go through my own thing right now.
Right? Like, let me work it out. And then once we get it worked out, I'll let you guys know. So I feel like that was one of my lower moments just because there were so many assumptions and so much negativity brought into an already questionable time during my life. That just made it even harder to be happy or to want to share like anything regarding my pregnancy. When regardless of the whole father situation, I was happy. Like I had to make the choice. And once I made the choice, I was having the baby. It really wasn't a choice because I never questioned it. But once I was like secure in like telling my family and stuff, like mm-hmm. I'm having this kid, then it was like, I was getting so much hate for that choice still. And the hate in my head was like, you guys don't even know. Like, what if, right? Like, you don't know the situation. And what if the situation was that the dad just didn't want to be known on social media or something? Like, it was too much.
What if it was, yeah.
Right. Like, you just don't ever know. So I would say that was one of my lower times with social media that I kind of stayed off of it and shied away and just dealt with me being pregnant and everything else that was happening during that time. The high for me would be just the overall, like, love and support that we do get is, like, unbelievable on, like, a daily, on the daily. I don't know if I said that correctly. But I can wake up to the most beautiful messages in my page, in Ryder's page, on the nonprofit page, and I'll literally be in bed, like, sobbing at somebody who's in, like, freaking, like, Canada or, like, Netherlands, like, the most random places, and they just have, like, the most beautiful messages, and they always start off with, you're probably not going to see this, or you're probably not going to read this, you're probably not going to respond, and I'm always like, girl, I see it, okay?
I'm here.
I'm here.
I see you.
Yes, like, I love when that happens, and I love being able to respond. Mm-hmm. I don't get to respond to everybody because sometimes there's just it's just really overwhelming. It's a lot. But I would say the love and the support that we do get from, like, our true day one
fans.
I don't know. The fans just sound so weird.
Internet family.
Those people, I'm like, I see you, you see me. And, like, the crazy thing is I have some that I've genuinely built, like, online relationships with.
I love that.
That have, like, followed me from each show, each step, each Instagram, each YouTube video. And it's like, I recognize their page. And it's just an overwhelming good feeling when you find, like, your true supporters. But those are my high and lows. Let's do our WTF moments of the week, and or if you have any advice regarding social media. Anyone want to start?
I mean, I can give my WTF moment of today.
Okay, there you go.
God, I know what it is.
So, Cheyenne, I'm at my mom's house with Boz. Ryder and Cheyenne come over, and Ryder and Boz are playing together. And this morning when Boz woke up, he was a little gassy, and to Ryder, all of a sudden it was like, I think Boz tooted. No, she said, I don't think Boz tooted. He might have tooted, but he pooped his pants. And I was like, Boz didn't poop in his pants? Like, I said, Boz, did you poop in your pants? And he's like, no. Like, and I'm like, see, Ryder, he just pooted. And she's like, no, your son smells.
She said, I can't play with him. He smells. And Kyle kept on going, he just farted. Like, he farted.
So I walk over and, like, I pat his butt and I'm like, I don't feel anything. And I kind of peek. I didn't see anything. Maybe like 30, 45 minutes later, I feel terrible for this. Boz goes up to my mom. He's like, my butt itches. And I'm like, and my mom's like, I hear that, I'm like, holy shit, did my kid poop on himself? And I really just don't know.
You missed the turd.
I missed the turd. Like, and Boz has been really good about the bathroom lately. Like, potty training, I'm like, I'm proud of him. I take Boz to the bathroom because he's like, I got to poop. My poor son sharted.
His booty was itching.
His booty was itching. There was like, there wasn't like a turd, but there was like a little bit of poop. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. So now, like, I know, like, if
Ryder tells me, you need to be a better listener.
Listen to them kids.
He did not toot, Auntie. Your son pooped his pants. Said
he may have tooted, but he pooped.
So that was my WTF moment, and I totally missed my son's shart. And then we got new undies, and he was good. He used the bathroom, and we were good. But yeah, that was my WTF moment of the day.
I feel like I've had so many lately with Ryder. Just so many. The one.
Sharts or WTF moments?
Both. No, not kidding.
She said both.
Not kidding, both. So my WTF moment, the other day we were in Ryder's room playing. Zach was in the bathroom right next to Ryder's room. And I don't know if he dropped something or what, but all we heard was like, oh shit, or like shit or something. And I'm like, Zach, you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. You know, and he's clearly, like, using the bathroom. I can tell by, like, his voice and the water running. And Ryder looks at me and she's playing with her Barbies and she turns around and she goes, Mom, shit is like another word for when you're pooping. You know that, right? And I was just like in her bed, mind you, all cuddled up. And I just sat there and I'm like, yeah. You're right, Ryder. Like and she just turned around and kept playing. I'm like, I can't even argue with
you. She says, so matter of fact.
Right. She's looking at me like, girl, he's just telling you he's taking a shit. Like, why are you bothering him?
Mom, he's pooping.
Right. Like, she's literally looking at me like, all he was trying to do was tell you he was pooping if you don't leave that man alone.
Ryder is the poop monitor, I guess.
Yes. So that is my WTF moment. Shannon.
What you got for us? I guess I'm like, do advice today?
Yeah.
Let's see what I got for you guys. I would say, just from my story telling about like my low moment, is just know that you can still
overcome.
You can overcome your situations and come back even stronger. There we go.
Yeah.
Just don't. Honestly, I think at that moment, I really thought I was just over with and nobody, like, could love me or any of those things again or see me, like, as Shannon. Because I think that's what I was scared of. Like, people would see me as these photos or look at me a different way. But if your friends love you and support you, they're going to look at you as who you are. So you can overcome any hard obstacles in your life.
That's good advice.
Thank you. I like
that. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the Think Loud Crew podcast. And we will be back with another episode soon. We hope you have a beautiful, beautiful week.
And don't forget to subscribe to Think Loud Crew on your favorite podcast platform. I am Shannon Kablayan at Hair by Shannon C.
I'm Cheyenne Boyd at Shy Not Shy.
And I am Archylin Floyd at Archylin. And don't forget to find us on Instagram at ThinkLoudCrew.